Blog Talk Radio.
Right now, you got to know and understand that God is blessing you. God is healing you. God is taking care of you beyond your circumstances and your situation. You are blessed. Well, good evening, my brothers and my sisters. We greet you with Jesus' joy. It is another wonderful Wednesday night with yours truly, Willie J. Vann Jr. from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., with Reconciliation Ministries, along with Omega Ministry Blog Talk for Blog Talk Radio. We are thankful that God has blessed us to be able to come yet to another day, another Wednesday, where we can come and honor God with what he says to us and what we say to him. We thank God for this evening. Though it's a little chilly, we still are very happy and appreciative that God has blessed us to be here with you yet again. Well, without further ado, let us move on. We understand the power of prayer. We know that prayer is one of our most valuable, one of our blessed tools to have. And without prayer, we wouldn't be able to have a conversation with our Father, our godly Father. So without further ado, let us move forth and let us have a word of prayer. We thank you, Father, for once again, we are so appreciative that you have blessed us to be here on another Wednesday night to discuss you, to go over who you are to us and our relationship with you. Lord God, we are so grateful that you have allowed us to be here. Lord God, we don't understand all that is going on in the world today, but we understand that you are still in control, that you are the one that's still leading and guiding us, that you are the one that's still doing the wonderful works in our lives. So, Lord God, we ask that you will continue to to bind us together, continue to allow us to stand and teach your word. Lord God, we are so, again, appreciative for all of the wonderful things that you do in our lives. Lord God, we say we give you honor. We give you praise. Lord God, again, we thank God for you. And we ask that you continue to watch over us. We say amen. Amen. And amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, we are again grateful to God that he is doing a wonderful work in our lives. that he is doing, that he is blessing us. And as always, we want you to realize that this is about participation, that it's not just me speaking, but it's also about you to know that you can actively participate in today's message. You have the capability. Please press 1 if you, if you please press 1, and that will allow me to, that will allow me to unmute your mic. Once I recognize you, then you can make comments. For those who might be listening to the rebroadcast, we know that you you can send me an email, and then once you send me an email, I will respond to it. You can send me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com. Again, jayvan91@yahoo.com. And then you can send your comments. You can send your questions there, and we will definitely respond to your questions and comments. Tonight's lesson, we are going to come from Genesis, the 3rd chapter. Very familiar scriptures. Yeah, I know you've heard them before. But let's read Genesis chapter 3, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 5. And the word of the Lord reads, we're reading the NIV translation, let me say that. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say, you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden. But God did not say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden. You must not touch it or you will die." "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Thus ends of our reading tonight. For a subject, for a title, who are you listening to? Again, our message tonight, who are you listening to? Now, the serpent was more crafty than any of the other animals the Lord God had made. That's the scripture. when we communicate, what are we saying? But more importantly, are we listening to? We need to understand that communication in its most basic reality is communication equals a sender, a receiver, and feedback. So the question remains, who are we listening to? It is an important question because you got to know that you must be careful to whom you're listening to, who you let speak into your life, who you let give you a word. Question why? Because listening to the wrong people will mess you up. I mean, you listen to, think about the conversations between Samson and Delilah, where Samson listened to this woman, and because of her sweet words, he ended up forfeiting his power and having to ask God at the last moment to give him another opportunity, another chance. And he ended up dying because he listened to Delilah. When you think about the conversation, or when we are listening, you think about Judas and the Pharisees. Here, Judas is one of the disciples, and he is and has decided to listen to the Pharisees, and they make him a deal that he feels he can't resist. In this deal, he listens to them and says that the Pharisees say to Judas, "We just need you to point him out, the one that you have been following, the one that you said is the Messiah, you, the one who called himself Jesus. We don't want you to do anything. We just want you to point him out." And so Judas decides to point him out and give him what is so-called a holy kiss. And but the great thing is that Jesus knew that Judas was going to set him up, trade him. And so he decides and tells him to go ahead and do what you must do. But it all stemmed from a conversation. And that's the danger. There's always danger in listening to the wrong people. When you listen to the wrong people, it can and will lead to grave consequences. My first point tonight is in First John chapter 2, or the reference point is First John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. And I want you to hear the words so that it can make reference. It reads, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, if anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, comes from the Father, but from the world. Does not come from the Father, but comes from the world. The world and its desires passes away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. See, the first thing that we must realize is that when we are having or when we are listening to the wrong person, there's always an incorrect response. See, in verse 6, it says, when the woman saw the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. When you listen to the wrong people, it will cause you to have an incorrect response. See, this woman, Eve, she was moved by what she saw. And the thing that moved her also motivated her to act. And then she invited others to engage in her response. I mean, think about it. Have you ever saw something and you knew that it was not correct, it was not the right thing to do, but yet you had an incorrect response, or somebody told you to do something and it was and your response was incorrect, but what you saw, it was so appealing to you that it motivated you to react. It motivated you to take on and do what you knew was wrong. And then, you know, the old saying, birds of a feather flock together. We don't want to get in trouble by ourselves, but we want to motivate and get other people to participate. I know that there have been plenty of times, even in my own life, before knowing God and after knowing God, as they say, BC and AD, after knowing the deity and before Christ, that there were activities that I knew there was things that I knew that was wrong. But I still engaged in them because it was appealing to me. And not just appealing to my eye, but appealing to my desires. But I realized that my desires and my wants were totally wrong, and they was worldly. But as I mature, as I further and develop my relationship with God, I don't have such great desires. It does not mean that I don't give in to them every now and then, but it does mean that I don't indulge in them as much. All my desires and my wants are based upon what God wants for me. So, the first thing that we can do is have a incorrect response, and that will cause us to not do the will of God. The second thing that we can end up having or doing, and is based upon verse 7, and have a inherent relation, meaning a natural reaction. Reaction. An inherent reaction. Verse 7 says, again, Genesis chapter 3, verse 7 says, then the eyes of both of them were open, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made covering for themselves. See, because of their inherent relations or reaction, meaning their natural reaction, because of their wrong or incorrect response, now they have become connected and aware of sin. They immediately become connected to their sins. They had a knowledge on what they had done, and then they attempt to cover it up, what they had done. And isn't that like us? When we have a natural reaction to something, we usually go back to our worldly ways, and we go back to a place where we will react and I was explaining that even at the beginning of this year, there was a I was attacked physically by the COVID-19, and immediately when I was diagnosed and tested positive, I immediately spoke up and said, well, this is not of God, so I do not claim this, and though the doctors say that I have this, it doesn't mean that I have to accept. And then it doesn't mean that because it has killed so many others, that it is going to kill me. Now, I will say, I said that the first day, the second day, but as my body began to ache more, as the fight began to get entrenched, and I was wheezing and my temperature was rising, for I would say about 5 to 10 seconds, my natural reaction gave in and said, man, this is going to kill me. Clearly, what is going on? I know God had made me promises. I know he has showed me things. And I just don't believe this. And then immediately, what bubbled up inside of me, what spoke inside of me is God's word, saying that all sickness is not unto death, that I should call out the elders to lay hands on me, to anoint me in oil. And my spirit said, why would you give in and why would you react in such a way? So I sat up, made me a cup of ginger tea again. I anointed myself. I lay hands on myself, on my chest, on my brain, on my head, and claimed my healing. And 2 days after that, my body stopped aching. I started feeling better. thick of the battle, I reacted from a natural point of view or a natural place. And what's wrong with so many of us is that we have to realize that we have to rely and respond from a spiritual point of view. Because our spiritual father has given us so much. He has allowed us to be his children. And it is our responsibility to claim our rights as his children. In James chapter 1, verse 12 through 18, James writes these words: "Blessed is the one who preserves under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, 'God is tempting me,' for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin then in its full grown gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like the shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created." So we take on the attributes of Jesus Christ because we become one of the first fruits. But we understand that Jesus is the first fruit. So in our conversations, we have to be aware to not have an incorrect response or a natural reaction. Third point is that we should not have an instant regret. And that's found in, again, Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 13. It says, "Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, 'Where are you?' He answered, 'I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid.' And he said, 'Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?' The man said, 'The woman you put me here, the woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it.' Then the Lord God said to the woman, 'What is this you have done?' The woman said, 'The serpent deceived me, and I ate it.'" When you decide to respond improperly or you are listening to the wrong people, it will cause you to have instant regret. You see, Adam and Eve here, they couldn't stay in the presence of God because of their sin. They understood the depth of their mistake. So they began to make excuses for what they had done. And when I first heard and read and wrote this, I thought about the fact that that's what we do when we are children that have not done what our parents have done or told us to do. I remember growing up and getting into trouble. And so instead of just coming and telling my parents or my grandparents what had done, what had happened, I would try to avoid them. And then when I would get caught, I would start trying to blame everybody else. It's similar attitude that Adam and Eve has here talking to God. They understood and they knew that they're evil. What they had done has caused them to be outside of the will of God. And they understood that. And so they had tried to avoid being in the presence of God. And then, because God being the Father who He is, He calls out for them, and then they start blaming everybody else. When was the last time you stood up when you had done something wrong, and instead of blaming somebody else, you stood up and took responsibility for what you had did? There are times that we need to be the man or the woman of God and deal with whatever issues or whatever circumstances we find ourselves in. See, Adam blamed Eve, and Eve blamed the snake or the serpent. We need to understand that in our conversations and who we are listening to, that it is our responsibility to not respond incorrectly, not to have a natural or inherent reaction, and not to and not to cause instant regret. I want to read unto your hearing 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. It says, if my people, you know it, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and will heal their lands. My brothers and sisters, this is the remedy for listening to the wrong person. We need to understand that God gives us a remedy for our sinful situation. In essence, he makes a way out of no way. But there is a caveat to his remedy. Again, it says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, seek, crave, and require a necessity, my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. If my people, this is the Message translation, if my people, my God-defined people, respond by humbling themselves, praying, seeking my presence, and turning their backs on their wicked lives, I'll be there ready for you. I'll listen from heaven, forgive their sins, and restore their land of health. He used what I call the if statement. He uses the if-then statement, a conditional statement, a IOU, and now I got to do something in order for God to move on your behalf. God is not moved by your condition, but he is moved by your desire and your willingness to change or correct your condition or situation. How bad do you want a turnaround in your life? Are you willing to stop listening to everybody else and start listening to the voice of God? Are you willing to start obeying those whom he decides to speak to you through? The text says, if then. Can I just tell you today, if you belong to him, you ought to heed to his word. If you belong to him, you ought to do his will. If you belong to him, you ought to obey his commands. If you belong to him, you ought to welcome his presence. If you belong to him, you are to worship his name. And if you belong to him, you are to lift him up. And that him is God. So, my brothers and sisters, I just want you to realize that we are to listen and do as he has told us to do. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. And if we decide not to do and we go off and listen to the wrong person, praise God, this is the remedy for us to take. We have to acknowledge the fact that God has the perfect, the right, the greatest, the good words for us to follow, and that he will use men and women, and sometimes even boys and girls, to convey his message. And if that's the case, we ought to sit still and listen. And then when we listen, it ought to move us to a place of obedience. So I say to you, as I try to always leave with a question or a challenge, who are you listening to? Who are you listening to? We thank you, Father, for your word tonight. We thank you for your example of your children, Adam and Eve. We pray, Lord God, that we will not respond, that we will not have an incorrect response, a inherent reaction that will cause instant regret, but that we will rely on your word and we will do what you called us to do, because we are your people. And so we shall continue to humble ourselves. We will continue to pray and seek you and seek your presence. And we will continue to live a life that will give you honor. And we know that when we do, that you will hear us in heaven and that you will continue to speak to us. We thank you for the good communication that you have for us. We give you honor. We give you praise in the name of your Son, who is our Savior. His name is Jesus the Christ. We say amen, amen, and amen. So, my brothers and sisters, we praise God for you. We thank God that you have decided to join us here. As always, we have a couple minutes. If there is anyone who would like to, if anyone would like to make a comment, you can press 1 on your phone. Again, we thank God for all those who are listening. We want to always allow you an opportunity to participate. Again, we are so thankful. As always, you can press 1. And we will do that. We have a caller. The last 4 numbers is 1261. Your mic is open.
All right. My mic is open. God bless you, Reverend Van. Good. Great class tonight. I was listening to it. Got a lot of notes here. I want to thank God for you for your consistency here. In Genesis chapter 8 and 13 and 2 Chronicles chapter 7 through 14, Genesis 3 and 7, actually. You know, it's a great word. I pray that most people will hear it and adhere to it, even with myself. You talked about, you know, covering up. You know, you talked about, you know, connected to sin. You talked about, you know, that trying to hide from God, you know, and inherent reaction. Okay, and then you went on to talk about what one point I loved you talked about. You said that, you know, Adam blamed Eve and Eve blamed the snake, and who are you really listening to? Okay, so that's a that's a good point. And another point that you made that I love, that fact that you said, you know, you need to take, you know, time and stand up and be responsible. When the last time that you stood up, be responsible. I did that some years ago in church. I was teaching about everything else, except getting to giving. You know what I mean? So I had to repent before God because I was teaching people about sin, salvation, those type of things, but never talked about the from a financial perspective of learning, teaching them how to really to give like they should have been giving. Okay, so that was a that was something that that was something that I should have been doing, but because I'm like, I'm not going to talk about that because people, they knew how to give, but they didn't know how to give. So that's, for me, I was wrong for not teaching the people properly how to give. We can teach them to go to heaven, but before you get there, you got to know how to give. You know, give your whole body unto God. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's just a point. I just want to thank you for those some precious nuggets that you threw out there. You know, and it's great work.
Well, let me mute your mic. Dr. Wins, thank you, man. First of all, thank you. I'm just pouring out what you poured into me, part of what you poured into me when we used to sit down and have great conversations and still do have great conversations. I will admittedly or willingly admit that you are one of the voices that I have always listened to. Might not have always done what you told me to do, but I have listened. And I thank God for you, man, and your family. I did get the word about Sylvia. I talked to one of her daughters, so we are praying for her and her three daughters as she get prepared to transition. I thank God for you, you know, being my older brother in the ministry. And somebody that I listen to. So I thank God for you, man. Well, we're going to ask that you will, again, prepare your hearts for a mighty man of God, Brother Jason Felix out of the Detroit, Michigan area. He comes on at 9 o'clock. Let me go through the quick rundown. On every Monday night, we have Dr. Jesse Storr and his wife, Minister Tammy Storr. They come on at 8, from 8 to 9, talk about oneness. We have Minister Leah Killings that comes on from 9 to 10. Mighty Woman of God is yours truly every Wednesday night from 8 to 9. And then we have Evangelist. Or I guess servant, as he addresses himself. I just call him a mighty man of God. Jason Felix comes on at from 9 to 10. Then on every Thursday night, we have Bishop George Flint that comes on from 8 to 9. And then every Sunday, minister from 6 to 7. Minister Amos Joseph Collins. So you can call right into the same number at any of those times, and you can hear mighty men and women of God. Brother Jason, I know you listening. I owe the young lady you referred me to, that you referred her to me. I need to give her a call. So please let her know that I'm going to be giving her a call soon. I've been meaning to do it, but it just slipped my mind. Again, we thank God. We want to challenge you to make sure, think about who you are listening to, who you are getting your instructions from, who are you allowing to pour into your spirit to make up who you are. I pray that it is a godly person or it is God himself. As always, peace and love, Willie J. Rand Jr. We'll see you next Wednesday. Don't forget to call back in. I'm Jason Peters.
That the voice cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bye. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. There's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their all. Gives it all. He wants it all. Give him their own, give it all. He